Recovery. A personal, voluntary chapter. Before "guard your thoughts" was a phrase I verified across 35 sources, it was something I had to learn the hard way. The road that changed everything began with one decision. I do not tell this to claim merit or to ask for pity. I tell it because without that process, this book would not exist, and because what I learned there is, word for word, the philosophy I defend. In an intensive program, I first understood something technical that freed me from shame. Addiction is a disease of the midbrain, not simply a failure of character. It requires predisposition and an environment that feeds it. I, who had come to believe that excess was admirable, had been putting my head in the lion's mouth without knowing it. Naming the disease, giving it the exact word, was the first act of reclaiming sovereignty over my own mind. What you name, you can look in the eye. What you silence governs you from the shadows. But what truly rebuilt me were not the diagnoses, but a few words I learned to practice, not merely to understand. Gratitude, to be grateful not only for what I have, but for what I no longer have to endure. Not being in jail, not having had an accident, having my family restored. Intentionality and delivery, two words I may have heard but never inhabited. Intention gives direction. Delivery fulfills it here and now, against procrastination. Compassion, which I believed reserved for God and which turned out to be a capacity that is practiced. Assertiveness, a word that meant nothing to me and that ended up saving my marriage from the brink of separation. Today, I am more united and more in love with my wife Sarahi than when she was my girlfriend. And grief, to understand that we grieve not only the dead, but the addiction we release and the toxic bonds that kept us from being free. Here is the connection that gives rise to the whole book. Recovery taught me, in my own flesh, that I am not the promise of who I will be tomorrow. I am what I think. Do and repeat today. Tomorrow I'll be better was, for years, the exact lie that sustained my addiction. The truth that gave me my life back is the opposite, and it is the same one the motto articulates. Your habits do not promise your destiny. They reveal who you already are. That is why this is not desk philosophy. It is a debt paid with the present.